Wyoming News is being brought to you by Powell's Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. A fight broke out in the Park County Jail over which direction north is. Peter Welch, 39, is serving time on a domestic battery charge, got into an argument over the compass with fellow inmate Charles Kirk. Kirk is in custody on charges of manufacturing or delivering controlled substance marijuana, allegedly found with capsules of brown vaporizer THC oil. The two were playing cards with two other inmates when the scuffle broke out. Surveillance video shows Welch swinging once and connecting with Kirk's jaw. Kirk then got Welch into a headlock and the fight de-escalated. Both inmates denied the fight even took place. However, Welch will now face additional charges. With tightening state budgets, some are questioning the Cody School District's decision to add a new sport to the high school's roster. There is definitely the desire to have varsity softball offered to female athletes, although it is not required under Title IX. Athletic Director Tony Holt estimates the first-year cost to run about $44,000, making it the third most expensive sport behind football and track. That number includes the initial purchase of equipment and should come down in the coming years, Holt said. Superintendent Ray Schulte said the money would come from the general fund, like all of the other activities. Cody is the smallest school to offer every activity available in the state. It currently spends roughly $500,000 annually on sports programs, which is about twice what the state says schools should spend.
Football players without shoulder pads and helmets are like you in a vehicle without your seatbelt. I'm Craig Bull, coach of the Wyoming Cowboys. Safety equipment is important on the football field as well as every time you climb behind the wheel of your vehicle. Safety equipment helps prevent serious injuries in football. The big hits delivered on you during a crash will be minimized when you wear your seatbelt. We want you to be safe. Buckle up for your family every trip, every time, and go Pokes. This message is from the Wyoming Seatbelt Coalition.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
National park officials have announced the plans for the selective slaughter of between 600 and 900 Yellowstone bison this winter to help manage population numbers. Officials expect most of the animals to be taken by hunters or shipped to slaughter. Some would stay alive in corrals or under park quarantine. Officials say the exact number of bison expected to be culled out of the estimated 4,900 in the park depends on the winter migration. State, federal, and tribal agencies managing bison say the winter plan was finalized Tuesday under the Interagency Bison Management Plan, a day after a judge rejected an attempt to block bison hunts this year. Officials say the plan includes putting 110 bison into brucellosis quarantine to produce disease-free bison. A Casper man and woman who fled to Colorado after allegedly killing the woman's mother will not contest their extradition to Wyoming and will return to Natrona County in the coming weeks. Anthony Rodriguez and Allison Solis, both 31, were in court in Colorado on Wednesday afternoon, where they didn't fight authorities' effort to have the pair brought back to Casper. Natrona County District Attorney Dan Itzen confirmed the court appearance and the outcome in an interview. Rodriguez is accused of stabbing Solis' mother, Mary Margaret Fogle, on November 18th in Fogle's home near the Wyoming Medical Center. The two allegedly then packed up Fogle's car, took her dog and her purse, and headed to Colorado. Rodriguez will be charged with second-degree murder, while Solis faces a charge of accessory after the fact. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.